So join in from your seats.
I lift my head from the grass where I slumbered. I must have been dreaming, 'cause the whole world was starving. My heart lay heavy as I walked to the hillside. Faint sound of voices rising loud, the song rejoices. My eyes deny what they never before been told. A million children are chasing the angels, dancing, laughing in the fields of belief, safe ever after in the garden of the Father. And down my cheeks clothes are white now, their voices so pure. But a cross catching them as they are falling. They sing under the moonlight with the stars watching over. In a world without danger. And the saints, their hearts, they leap for joy to see this age embrace girl and boy. A million children are chasing of belief, safe ever
Almighty God, the one who wrote the laws that govern this universe, the one who wrote the laws of what is right and what is wrong, we acknowledge you tonight. We draw near to you to give you thanks and praise for who you are and for all that you have done for us, for creating each one of us, for giving us life and breath, consciousness and free will. But most of all, Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, who has taught us the truth about you and who you are and who we are, for giving us meaning and purpose. And tonight we humbly plea that you will accept our praise as we stand and sing to you. And we ask this as we stand in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I believe.
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 I believe the kingdom of God is coming.
I believe Christ is returning to this earth.
I believe soon my life will be changed forever.
I believe in the return of Jesus Christ.
I believe there is a God.
I believe that God is in control. I believe that God cares about us.
I believe the gospel is for everyone.
I believe that God can change your life.
I believe that God has a plan.
I believe.
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 I believe that God loves me.
I believe we should love one another.
I believe we should show kindness to one another.
I believe in supporting one another towards the kingdom.
I believe.
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 I believe he loved me.
I believe God has forgiven you.
I believe in him.
I believe that Jesus has saved me.
I believe that we should be thankful.
I believe that God created the earth.
I believe in a God of love.
I believe in the gospel message.
I believe God created.
I believe.
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 That Peter actually denied Christ at the high priest's house, because you can actually still go there today and see how it would have happened. And it's quite cool, like in Luke 22, when it talks about how the Lord turned and looked on Peter, and you can go there today and see how that would have worked, and I think it's awesome.
I believe in truth.
I believe in God.
I believe Jesus was risen.
I believe that Jesus walked on water.
I believe that the Red Sea was parted.
I believe Jesus was resurrected.
I believe.
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 I believe that we'll see Jesus face to face.
I believe Jesus will reign on earth.
I believe Jesus is King.
I believe the earth will be filled with God's glory.
I believe that we will teach the nations.
I believe that blind will see again.
I believe.
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 I believe that it's all real.
I believe that sin will one day be abolished and this world will be made perfect.
I believe in the hope of the resurrection.
I believe that Solomon will be in the kingdom.
I believe that we're going to see all our past family and friends and members that have gone that we love and we miss. We can't wait to see standing there waiting for us.
I believe.
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 I believe there will be worldwide justice.
I believe there will be complete happiness in the kingdom.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe in unity.
I believe we should be one just as God and Jesus are one.
I believe.
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 I believe that the angels are working in our lives.
I believe in the power of prayer.
I believe Jesus has died for my sins.
I believe in the power of God to save.
I believe my salvation is a sure thing.
I believe that Jesus is working in our lives right now.
I believe that our connection with God is the most important thing in life.
I believe our prayers can be answered.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe. I believe that Jesus was tempted just as we are.
I believe in free will.
I believe the scriptures are inspired because of the overwhelming evidence that there is, from the Dead Sea Scrolls to all the other external records we have that go to prove that everything we have written is still true today.
I believe that the Bible is legit.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe we should love one another.
I believe we should be content with whatever situation we've been given.
I believe that we should be a shepherd to everybody.
I believe that we should love God and love each other.
I believe that you can praise God in lots of different ways.
I believe Study Week is a life-changing experience.
I believe that we will see Jesus face to face.
I believe that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the greatest woman of all time.
I believe in the power of dreaming in the Bible.
I believe that the world needs to change and that there needs to be no more poverty and hunger.
I believe that God is bringing peace.
I believe in a time with no more war.
I believe in a much better life.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe that we will see Jesus face to face.
I believe we will see Jesus face to face.
I believe I'll see Jesus face to face.
What it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. For you, Jesus, or in awe of you, be still. Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when the day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees, will I fall, will I sing hallelujah, will I be able to speak it all, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe if you'll be still? Will I stand for your presence? Or to my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
I'm walking, and every step brings me closer. The angel just told me I'll be meeting Jesus soon. Soon I'll be at the judgment seat. Just before I was so excited and so caught up in all this emotion of Jesus finally being here that I forgot that this single moment is what my entire life boils down to. In a way, I guess my hour has come. All of a sudden I realize that so much of my life has been spent chasing these futile things. All these things that have no bearing on my eternity. All these things that right now, as I walk to meet Jesus, mean absolutely nothing. So often I sacrifice God rather than sacrificing other things for God. I let sin rule in my life. I doubted, I feared, I forgot to trust. And so often I just didn't believe in this moment. I didn't believe it would come. So often I let go of my belief, my faith. And so many days, so often I went without talking to God. I guess I just lost my way. The angel beside me is so quiet. I've got so much running through my mind. This day, right now, I guess it was just this little thought in the back of my head, I guess, that I kind of half believed and half expected to be a myth in reality. But it's actually here. My heart's racing and I'm sweating and I can't really stop it. Like, I've got all these quotes flying through my head that God loved me so much and loved the world so much, he gave his son for me. He wants to give me the kingdom. He's given us this unspeakable gift. Thanks be to God for his gift of life. It's his good pleasure to give me that kingdom. We'll even be baptized to be saved. There's so much I've been told and read about God wanting to give the kingdom to me, and yet there's just this part of me that can't stop freaking out. And then all of a sudden the angel stops and turns to me and he says, "It's time." I close my eyes, I take a deep breath and I whisper a little prayer. That's all I can say. Jesus, remember me. And there I am, I'm face to face.
Thank you.
Do you ever picture someone when they call you? Like, if someone is really impatient on a Telstra call or something, I always imagine a larger, kind of middle-aged mum. Or what about when you finally meet someone that you've only ever spoken to on the phone? And you meet them, and they are nothing like you imagined. Well, you based your entire image of that person on two things. One, their voice. The tone of it, the pace, inclinations. And two, their character. The little things they might have given away in the few convos you had with them. Well, what if your image was only based on their character, the way they behave, or the things that they do with their life is the only way you get to imagine them, like when we imagine Jesus? When we come face to face with Jesus Christ, is he going to look like what we imagined? Will you even recognize him? What are your first words going to be? How are we going to greet him? Hi? Your Honor. Wait, will we even use words? Would it be reasonable if we say, "Is it you, Lord?" And what if he says yes? Do you then believe, or do you need proof that it's really him? Will his character be so evident in the way he stands, or his gestures, or the way he's treating everyone around him, that you will know immediately that he is the Son of God? What about my face? What about him recognizing me? Well, Jesus has seen my face. He knows your face. There's not going to be an assistant at the entrance or by his side with a small clipboard murmuring into his ear, "This is Jared Dodson entering, likes hamburgers and morning hugs with his pillow, enjoys being around his mates, and to date has 52, 53, 54 personality flaws." No. He knows me. If anything, he could tell the assistant about me. He could load the assistant up with the most intricate of details about me and my life. Jesus has seen my face. He knows me. He would be able to look lovingly at me from across the room, giving me a small smile, as if he'd known me my whole life. Jesus Christ has seen your face, and he knows you. I heard this exhort from a guy at my meeting, and he was exclaiming that Jesus Christ was chosen from the beginning. And the scriptures also say that Paul was chosen. He was rescued. You know, you guys were rescued? I was definitely rescued. Just as Paul, Peter, John, Abraham were chosen and then called, so are you. So right now, and I love thinking about this sort of thing, right now, just for you to be sitting in that brown chair, so much had to happen or not to happen for you to be right here, right now. We were outside in the cold, a bit confused. And every step, the Father in heaven has been guiding, caring, bringing us to this chair. You, Zach Shaw, were chosen. A while back, I was in the shower thinking. And shower thinking is insane. It's the most complex of issues become so clear. And I was thinking about Jesus on the cross, all those years ago, dying for me. And I started to wonder, if he had any idea of the people he would be saving in the future. And my imagination just sort of started to drift off. And I thought, imagine if his mind could see pictures of future disciples, almost like scrolling through photos, just flicking through photos of future disciples in his mind. And then it comes to my face. My face flashes across his mind. Your face flashes across his mind. He's dying for me. And then my imagination kept on going. And I thought, what if only my face flashed and Jesus was there being treated disgustingly, huge pain, showing no respect, dying only for me? Would he still have gone through with it? I left that shower thinking, absolutely not. As if he would. As if the Son of God would die if it was just for me. He knows what I've done. He knows everything. He knows my life is not worth his life. He knows my faults better than I know myself. It's a clear no. Revelation 3 verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. John 15 verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Matthew 28 verse 20. And know that I am with you always, yes, to the end of time. I had a moment of shame. Thinking that Jesus wouldn't die for me was my human way of thinking, my human way of reasoning. It was me thinking Jesus makes decisions the same way I do. Jesus never died for anyone who deserved it. He didn't die for the worthy. He died because it was the only way to make anyone worthy. And now, when I look at his character, looking at how he behaved, how he treated other people, how he forgave people, I realize he would have still gone through with it. He would have sat there being spat on, scourged, humiliated, physically and mentally abused, just for me. If the only person he was saving was Hannah Saxon or Bentley Archer, he would have done it. He would have actually done it. And it's quite hard to say. He died knowing your sins. He knew them. We're fish that he has put energy into purposely catching. Romans 5 verse 8. Sorry, I've lost where I am. What about Jesus? How does he feel about coming face to face with you? I don't know where your head's at, but if you think he's not thrilled at the idea, you're wrong. He's excited too. He died 2,000 years ago for you, and now you get to meet him. You think if you died for someone, would you be excited when they finally get to embrace you? If you died for someone, how much would you have had to have loved them to have died for them? He knows you, and you know him. He would die just for you, because he loves you. We can say what Paul says in Galatians. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Everyone you can see here, everyone you can touch, is someone Christ died for. Died so that one day you could come full of energy, heart beating so excitedly that you can feel it. You've never felt so awake, so present, face to face with our Lord. And he's here in this very room right now. And he can't wait for you to see him in the flesh. And despite never meeting him before, you will know. You will know straight away that the man standing right in front of you in the flesh is your Savior, your carer, your greatest supporter, Jesus Christ.
Glorious things are spoken. Jerusalem of thee, to all God's saints the token of love and liberty. Who shall
I believe that one day, so soon, I'm going to see Jesus face to face.
Our wonderful and our heavenly, amazing Father, we come to you now as servants and as people who just love you so much. We open our hearts and we open our voices to you tonight in recognition of the wonderful things which you've given to us. You've given us a hope, you've given us a life, you've given us a family. Almighty Father, we have opened our voices tonight and sung of the beautiful things which you've given us to look forward to. Your kingdom on earth, a time with no more war, a time which everybody will be focused on you, giving you the love, the praise. Almighty Father, we thank you for bringing us into this school, for bringing us into this place to give us a taste of what our kingdom, what your kingdom will be like. Mighty Father, a time of focus on love and togetherness. Almighty Father, we pray that when we open our eyes next, that it will be in your kingdom. Mighty Father, if it's not, please give us the strength to carry on until you send your son back to this earth. Please give us the drive and the motivation to keep with each other. You've blessed us with blessings more numbered than the stars which you created. And our Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight you continue to watch over us. May our minds remain open to you. May we show you the love and the respect which you deserve. Mighty Father, we pray this now through your Son, who you sacrificed for us, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
So I will wait for you. Jesus, come quickly soon. Give light to those in the shadow of death. Lead us to your peace. For you may come today, ready I'll be always. Your kingdom I desire, eternity with you. Lead us to your peace. Who give me strength, give me courage to thank you.
coming soon. You have defeated death and you will fight for us, and we'll keep running to a life that now depends on you, and we will trust that you will lead us to your love. Thank you.